But our number one story has to do with Chicago gun violence. It was reported overnight that a one-year-old boy was shot in the head in an apparent drive-by shooting. The story has changed during the day as the father of the boy came clean and said there wasn't a drive-by shooting, and that instead his gun went off while fighting with his spouse. Regardless, this story is making national headlines tonight, mainly because all eyes continue to be on Chicago and gun violence. Stories like these overshadow the positives that the 2019 numbers were down from the previous year by almost 16%. Today, gun violence prevention groups, community and faith-based leaders from all over the city, they held a press conference to announce their goal of reducing that number even further. The goal is to lower the gun violence numbers by 20% from last year's total. A tall order, but at the same time, a new, fresh way to think about eradicating homicides in Chicago. But how are they going to do it? Joining me tonight on the line is former U.S. Secretary of Education and founder of Chicago CRED. CRED stands for Create Real Economic Destiny, Secretary Arnie Duncan. Secretary Duncan, welcome back to the program.
Good evening, Justin. Thanks so much for having me.
So let's get right into this. What is the impetus for doing this? How can you pick a number like 20% and frankly, how are you going to get it done?
Well, let me just back up first and say, unfortunately, gun violence is an issue that has haunted me my whole life. I started to lose friends when I was a teenager playing basketball on the South and West Sides. And when I went on to run the Chicago Public Schools, on my watch during my 7.5 years in that job, on average, we had a student killed every 2 weeks due to gun violence. It was a horrific rate of loss of life. And, you know, never in a school, but, you know, at home, you know, at the corner store, on the bus going home. And so this is an issue I honestly think we as adults have failed at. We have failed to keep our kids safe. And for me, where the city has given me so many opportunities academically, educationally, socially, culturally, athletically, this is the crisis facing the city. And we started working in 2016. We and our partners across the city have been at it for 3 years. As you said, we've seen 15% reductions each of the past 3 years, so that's significant, but we still have a long, long way to go. So to answer your question directly, how do we do it? We need to continue to reach more men, and we're touching more than 500 men on the South and West Sides who are most likely to shoot and be shot. We're helping them deal with their lifetime of trauma. We've had over 100 guys graduate from high school, and we help there. We have amazing life coaches, guys who come from the streets and have made it to the other side and can give our guys some really, really important life lessons. We teach hard and soft skills, and then we have employers hiring at the back end. Mm-hmm. And so these men who are most likely to shoot and be shot, I say every day, I see them as the solution. That is the problem. We need to walk with them. We need to learn with them. We can't arrest our way out of this. We can't incarcerate our way out of this. And I think I'm hopeful, very hopeful, that collectively, it was just a powerful, powerful press conference, probably 300 people there, that collectively, as the city commits to this, that we can hit that goal of a 20% reduction this year.
There's been so much made of, and we've had a lot of people in studio talking about this, just about how with this, obviously with the new mayor and with this renewed commitment, that violence and gun violence in Chicago is really still the number one issue. When you see that there's a violence office that's being set up, and you're part of this movement to say, hey, let's shoot for 20% deduction in gun violence. Is Chicago on the right path? Do you feel more confident today than you have at any other point when you were involved with Chicago politics?
Yeah, what I said today is that, you know, while this stuff honestly breaks my heart every single day and we deal with lots of loss and lots of grief and lots of trauma, standing there today and just seeing the team of people who are dedicating their lives to reducing this, I can honestly say I've never felt more hopeful. And our city deserves better. Our kids deserve better. Chicago is like 7 times more violent than New York, 3 to 4 times more violent than L.A., and it doesn't have to be that way. And we're committed to, you know, trying to achieve a 20% reduction each year and doing that each of the next, you know, 5 years and staying with us and just trying to make Chicago just a normal city. And we just want to give children a chance to be kids again. That's all. Just to be free of fear and trauma.
For you to say that, you know, this is a more violent place than New York and a more violent place than L.A., for those listening who are scratching their head, why? Why is Chicago more violent than some of the bigger cities that you just mentioned?
Well, it's, again, to be clear, compared to a place like New York, it's not 7% more violent. It's not 70% more violent. It's like 700%. So I want people to understand the order of magnitude, how much worse we are. If we get that 20% reduction this year, that would take us below 400 homicides, which is way, way, way too many. But it'd be the first time since 1965. Be the first time to be a 55-year low. So I always want to be very, very honest about frankly, how bad we are and how far we have to go. There are many reasons why we are doing so much less well than other places. One is I think we've been scared of this issue. We haven't confronted it head on. Two, I think we have had an arrest-only strategy, and the arrest-only strategy hasn't worked. We haven't seen these men as assets and as leaders in the community. And one of our young men spoke today at the press conference, and he was way more passionate and eloquent than I can ever be. He's frankly led up, you know, was a former gang leader who is now totally committed to creating peace and leading his group of guys in that direction. We can't win this fight without young men like that. But we have to give them a chance. Yeah. Again, we have to meet them and continue to do street outreach, continue to do trauma counseling, continue to have life coaching, you know, all the things we're trying to do through wraparound services. Yeah. None of this is easy or linear. Transformation doesn't happen overnight, but over time, the vast majority of the men want something better.
Secretary Arne Duncan is with us, the former U.S. Secretary of Education and the founder of Chicago CRED, which CRED stands for Create Real Economic Destiny. You know, when we think about today, and we saw the story of the one-year-old who was shot in the head, serious but stable, and the way that the national press picked that up, if you go to Google News, it's the number two story behind impeachment, maybe even beating the Mideast peace plan. It shows once again that people have an understanding, or maybe it's the right understanding, as you're saying, or the wrong, but there is definitely a reputation that Chicago has. How do you, in that community, in the community that's trying to eradicate gun violence, deal with the fact that there is a reputation and the national media seems to glob onto that?
Well, I think, again, we always have to be honest with our challenges and with the issues and also be, you know, honest about the progress. And so, you know, your listeners travel. I'm sure you travel. I travel. And people used to always ask me about Michael Jordan. I was in a, you know, plane or a hotel. And now people ask me about the gun violence. And I'm happy to talk about it because it's so personal. And we get into some in-depth conversation. So Chicago has absolutely taken a reputational hit, not just domestically, but internationally. I've had real estate agents and real estate leaders saying there's a violence tax here in Chicago. Every homicide costs our city $1.4 million and, you know, hospital and legal and, you know, other costs. And so you can make a, you know, take out, again, the devastation and the destruction of families. I can make a very, very compelling case just on the ROI of why it's so much cheaper to give men a life coach and a chance to get an education and some good trauma counseling. And we just have to be honest on the challenges, but also show the progress in what's possible. So we've had three consecutive years of double-digit improvements. That's significant. But for me, it's not enough, and it's not fast enough. And we're just trying to accelerate the pace of change and hold ourselves accountable for getting there. And what I said today is that, you know, if we have a 15% reduction this year, does that mean we failed? Of course not. That'd be another significant reduction. And if we exceed that goal and, let's say, have a 25 or 30% reduction in violence, have we succeeded? And the answer, again, is of course not, because we still have so far to go. But I don't think you've ever seen a goal for violence reduction in the city. That's been part of the problem. We haven't been willing to hold ourselves accountable and put a marker out there. And that's what we're trying to do and say we're all in this together.
Yeah, absolutely. My last question for you, Secretary, is just the idea that Chicago right now is an interim police commander. They will be a new police chief in Chicago in the next coming months. They have to be part of the team as well, as many as the community and faith-based leaders that were at this press conference, because at the end of the day, they're the ones announcing the homicide numbers at the end of the year. What's the plan to have input or to work with whoever's chosen to be the police chief?
You know, obviously, we want to continue to work very closely. You know, we desperately need a police chief who comes here committed to working on this. And we had an amazing detective Williams, who spoke at the press conference tonight, and she's just done an unbelievable job of building bridges with the community. And so the police have an important role to play, but it's also important for your listeners to understand that they can't do this by themselves. the police are always trying to solve the homicide that happened earlier. We're trying to prevent the next one from happening. And so we all have a role to play, having the police, you know, rebuild trust, rebuild our credibility with the community is desperately important. But we can't all stand back and just wait for the police to solve this. We need employers to step up and hire. And we have many, many employers who are hiring our guys who have, you know, criminal records and backgrounds. We have, you know, guys working at law firms downtown. We have one of our young men who's doing an amazing job at Deloitte. And these are men, not boys. They're going to eat. They're going to pay rent and take care of their kids. And it's up to us. Are they going to do that in the legal economy or in the illegal economy? And that illegal economy ultimately, unfortunately, almost all too often leads to violence. So, yes, the police have an important role to play. And we will continue to partner with them. But for the rest of us to stand back and say the police are going to solve it, that's actually part of the problem.
Okay. Former U.S. Secretary of Education, former CPS chief as well, and founder of Chicago CRED, Secretary Arnie Duncan. Secretary Duncan, thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate it.
Have a good night. Thanks so much for having me.
All right.